7 on 720 WGN. Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis, and Patty's off for a couple of days. We give our huge thanks to Sean Lewis. He's a ton of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to his stories. We do get that out on stories all the time, though, Michael. People are like, oh, is Tom Skilling with you? Is Robin with you? It's very cute. We love, but I love when people come up and start
talking to
us.
It's so funny you say that, because even when I tell people I work at WGN, they ask me how Tom Skilling is.
Right? Do you get that all the time?
Every time.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. It really is.
That's TV. This is radio. Well, we wanted to take the time to introduce you to Esperanza Community Services. And I'm going to have Joy Decker explain exactly what this is. It's a nonprofit organization, and they provide educational, residential, and in-home care programs. We're so happy to have her on the line with us. Good evening, Joy. Or I should say good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about Esperanza Community Services.
Sure. Esperanza, we are a nonprofit social service organization, and we serve adults and children with autism and other intellectual disabilities. And our mission is really to help the folks we serve reach their fullest potential toward being more productive and independent in their community. And we do that in several different ways and several different programs. We have a therapeutic day school serving kids 5 through 21 in special education. We have our residential services. We have 4 homes in Chicago where we provide 24-hour residential support to adults. In-home services, we connect folks to resources in the community and help their families. And then our adult day program, where we help continue to teach the life skills and vocational skills to adults. And then lastly, we have a very amazing art program within our adult day training program. And our artists are truly amazing.
And that's what I really wanted to focus on too this morning as well, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Stambaugh, the great Micah Stambaugh, actually sent me this. We get a lot of pitches, and I saw this story, and she said, "This is really cool. You really need to talk to Joy about how Esperanza educates children and adults through arts for the maximum expression." Talk about the art program, because this is really unique and remarkable what you do.
Yeah, so our art program is a really amazing program. Our artists, art is a way for our folks to really express their emotions and how they communicate. A lot of the folks that we work with may not communicate with words. So this is a way for them, again, to just be able to connect and communicate and then kind of translate their own experiences through art. The great thing is we have different shows throughout the city. We partner with a lot of different galleries, art studios. We have a show coming up in the fall. We'll have more information on that. It's partnering with Hotel Lincoln. And all of our artwork is for sale. So, we use it very therapeutically, again, to build those life skills, choices, getting folks to connect with the community. But the other part of it is that we do all of the income and the sales that we get through art, we split that with the artists. So it's a way for them to also be part of the community and get some economic benefits. And it's truly amazing.
You've been doing this. This isn't just something new. 49 years, almost 50. Yes. You celebrate your 50th anniversary next year. And you provide these programs for 55 Chicago public school students, 55 adults. And you said something, Joy, that I really hope resonates with our listeners, that many of these students face significant communications barriers. Some can't talk or don't talk. So their artwork really becomes one of the ways that they build relationships.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And, again, it's a way for them to express their emotions and communicate. But, in addition, it's a way for them to build those life skills. So it's a lot of, social interaction as well. As they are doing the art, we do different community activities where the artists will come back and then translate those experiences. And then the artists then, name the exhibit and are a part of putting the exhibit together, picking out the different pieces, naming. So it's a really, there's a lot of different skill components that we help the folks and help the students and adults develop through the art.
Eric, say hi to Joy.
Hi, Joy. This is Eric Rung. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Joy, one question that I have, since this has been going on for so long, what surprises you each and every time?
that's a really good question. I think the thing that surprises me is just how just every day things that, you know, maybe some things that we might take for granted are just amazing to our artists. And, you know, the skills, you know, we have students that, again, don't communicate with words, and through the different skill development and working with our teachers, working very closely with our speech and our different other therapists, we start to see those small victories every day. And that always reminds me kind of what we do, why we come to work every day. And it's just amazing. It's very inspiring. You know, it keeps me going to continue to fight for our guys and to continue to push the organization forward.
It's very cool, too. You take different – tell us some of the trips that you take. I know the Notre Bar Museum you guys went to just a couple of days ago. You have some great outings planned coming up as well.
Yeah, so this is something that, you know, we are trying to expand our funding. And so this is one of the things that we were able to work with some very generous supporters at Esperanza to plan different activities throughout the summer. So as you mentioned, you know, we were pegging Odebark just, I think, yesterday and got to see the butterflies and the frogs. And again, this is something that the folks take back those experiences and express through art. And so we've got great things coming up. We're going to a Cubs game in a couple of weeks, different museum trips. We've got planned the Art Institute. So it's just a lot of great things coming up. And we're so grateful and just appreciative to all the support that we get from our generous donors to make that happen.
And Joy, what are some of the mediums that that we really see from these young artists here?
It's a lot. You know, we try to do different techniques. So it's either painting. We recently did some sculpture work, which was really something that we haven't done before. And that was really a trip that we took to the zoo, and the others came back and created sculptures of the different animals. So we had lions and panda and just all these different animals, and that was something new that we did this year. We also did some airbrushing. We had a group come in and teach the artists and work with the artists on some airbrushing pieces. So all different types of medium, you know, sculptures, painting, different textures. We also do different sculptures. So just a lot of, we try to really expose our folks to different types of mediums in the art.
EsperanzaCommunity.org is the website. And what's really neat, Joy, each trip underwritten by an individual donor as a way to help residents stay connected to the community. So you have a lot of community support for this, too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we encourage folks, if you're interested in learning more about us, our website, as you mentioned, EsperanzaCommunity.org. We invite folks to come and take a tour. We love to... The adults and the students love to have visitors, so we always welcome that. And there's a lot of different ways to support Esperanza. We have Amazon Smiles. You know, folks are always on Amazon buying things, and it's a good way and an easy way to support Esperanza. So we welcome those opportunities, and we welcome folks to come visit.
So people can actually buy some of the works from some of the students.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's really
absolutely
cool.
Yes, we have the displays. We also have some in-house. If you come visit, we've got some artwork up also for folks to look at. So,
your website's great, too. I like some of the videos that you have on there, too.
And we just recently did A Day in the Life of Esperanza, and this was just a way to, again, thank our supporters and just show folks the impact that their support makes to our students. And it was a great caption, or just a great way to see what we do every day in Esperanza. So we welcome folks to come check it out and come visit.
And Joy, tell us a little bit about how this all got started. You know, what was the inspiration to begin with?
So we were started about 50 years ago from a woman, Guadalupe Reyes was our founder, and she was just a trailblazer. Her son was actually wasn't receiving the services that he wanted and what they wanted for him through school. So we actually started out as a school in a church basement in Tilson. And just through the advocacy and the hard work and the grassroots organization, we then grew beyond the school to our adult services and really embody, you know, the hope. Esperanza means hope in Spanish, so that's something that we carry out through our mission. And that's, you know, we celebrate that, and we're very proud to be coming up on our 50th year next year.
You have such inspiring stories, too, on your website. It's esperanzacommunity.org. Talk a little bit about the one that really struck me. There was a young student named Ben who is a songwriter, and I'm just watching the video. I mean, it's hard for anybody to try and sit down and write a song, but didn't he come up with 10 or 12 tracks and actually put an album together?
Yes, yes. Ben is an amazing musician. So he works with a couple of other musicians and has put some different, like you said, tracks and albums, and he will have those for folks if they want to purchase them as well. And actually for our annual fundraiser, every year he does a song, and our fundraiser is called Celebrating Victories, and he actually created a song and wrote a song specifically for that, and it's just sharing his victories as well as the victories of all the folks that we serve. So Ben is an amazing, amazing individual, very talented.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you do. Again, give us the website, and if people want more information, or can people sign up to be individual donors as well, Joy, to help the residents?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have different opportunities that folks can come and support us, whether, individual donations, and we can work with individuals. We have opportunities for corporations to support us, either through volunteering. So we welcome that. Our website, again, is esperanzacommunity.org. You can also check us out on social media, Facebook. We have a school supply drive coming up, so we've got that just posted on our Facebook page. So we really welcome folks to come visit.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you do, and thank you so much for staying up late or getting up early, whatever it might be, to be with us this morning, Joy.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. We appreciate you and all the work that you do. That's Joy Decker from Esperanza Community Services. Check them out on the website, esperanzacommunity.org. And more after this on 720 WGN.